Well, complaints about the excessive use of diamorphine at the hospital were first raised by nurses as far back as 1990, and soon relatives were complaining to hospital managers and even to the police. And over the years, we've seen three police investigations, a series of inquests which found that drugs did contribute to the deaths of some patients. We've seen files on 10 deaths being passed to the Crown Prosecution Service, but there have never been any criminal prosecutions. And a lot of the complaints were about the prescribing practices of Dr. Jane Barton, but when the GMC investigated her, it found that she had put patients' lives at risk, but she wasn't struck off controversially. Now, the government recognises that the questions still need to be answered, and in July it announced a new investigation would be held, led by the Right Reverend James Jones, the former Bishop of Liverpool, who led the Hillsborough inquiry team. And it's the details of that new investigation which we're seeing today, Louisa.
And what's been announced today then, Dom?
Well, today the Care and Support Minister, Norman Lamb, named the people that will be on the panel led by the Bishop. They are a geriatric medicine specialist, Dr. Colin Curry. Interestingly, an investigative journalist, David Henke, who was Political Journalist of the Year in 2012, and also a former Scotland Yard commander, Duncan Jarrett. And they're all going to be joining the panel immediately. And another pathology and medical records expert is going to be joining a bit later. That's Dr. Bill Kirkup, who's going to join the panel once his work into the Morecambe Bay investigation concludes. The aim is to provide answers, not just to relatives of those who died, but to the people of Gosport. The hospital itself, of course, introduced a whole range of new safeguards after a damning inspection report in the year 2000. So there's no concern that there is anything going wrong there today. But certainly concern about what happened in the 80s and 90s has continued to cast a shadow over the whole community. This is what people in Gosport have to say about the new inquiry.
Obviously, terribly painful for the families involved, but you always hope that at the end of an inquiry that you get some kind of lessons that are identified, and if we can stop other families from going through that kind of pain, I think it's got to be good for the whole community.
You hope to get justice. That's all you can ask for. That's what everybody wants at the end of the day. If there was some wrongdoing, those who did the wrong should be made accountable for their actions, really.
And Dom, you've been speaking to one of the families involved.
Yes, I've been speaking to Gillian McKenzie. Her mother was 91-year-old Gladys Richards from Leon Solent, and she'd gone into Gosport War Memorial Hospital really for a period of recovery after an operation. But on admission, Dr. Jane Barton wrote on her notes, "This is a frail elderly lady. I'm happy for the nursing staff to confirm death." Now, when her daughter Gillian went to the police after her mother died in 1988, she reported concerns about the use of opiates, but her death wasn't properly investigated. In fact, there wasn't even an inquest until April of last year, and that found that drugs had contributed more than insignificantly to her mother's death. This is what Mrs. McKenzie had to say today.
I'm quite happy with the people they've chosen. In their various fields, I think they will cover all my queries.
And what about the terms of reference, the things that they're actually looking into? Are you happy that the scope of the inquiry is wide enough?
I think it will be, because the only query I have is that they're going on documentation. Of course, we know in this case a lot of the notes and things are either missing, or the events that I witnessed are not written up on file. So by hook or by crook, I hope they're going to get hold of those papers as well.
And Dom, you've been speaking to Bishop James Jones, who's going to be leading the inquiry panel.
Yes, after so many investigations with so few answers, he wanted to give his reassurance to people who are still concerned about the deaths of relatives at the hospital between 1988 and the year 2000.
What we're bringing, which I think is different, is that we are an independent panel. And clearly there are concerns that the families have had for decades now about the way their relatives were treated. And our task is to do three things: to gain access to all the documentary evidence and to secure the maximum possible public disclosure of those documents, and then to analyse them. And we'll do that with the expertise of the different experts on the panel, and then we will write an account of what has happened so that we will aid public understanding of these events.
And for people who have become sceptical, maybe even cynical, how do you appeal to those people?
Already we've spent months listening to the families, and out of that listening we have shaped the terms of reference. The work is being shaped by the families, although not defined by the families, because obviously we will go wherever the documentary evidence leads us.